Blog Talk Radio.
We're shy of one horse.
You brought too many.
Thank you.
1,427. Good evening, and as always, the chefs welcome you, along with the local mad scientist here at Soul Tree Radio in the Raw. Soul Tree Radio in the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassin of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Need all the good shit. So who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now, at www.basnnewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, wherever they may be. Radio Reggie in Richmond, Virginia. The Orlando Ledbetter and Sonic Cheryl Jones in Philly. Rick Hampton Sr. in Detroit City. Michael Robertson in Oakland, California. Pat Freeman, the Mighty Oba, doing his thing in Western New York for Rochester, Buffalo, and parts therein. And, of course, the rest of the brothers when we get here. Now, having said all of that, I got to also admit my man Oba got a nice book out. Yes. The Art of the Interview, Book 1. Highly recommended. Great read. And as I say this, I am flanked by my main man of the Gold Brothers line on right wing. Bad man from the East Bay, Gary Norris Gray. What up, G?
What's up? Get it all right here.
For almost two decades, the Black Athlete Sports Network has served as the definitive source for information about the black athlete. Whether it be historical or analytical, BASN has always celebrated the contributions of sports' most innovative and unique beings, the black athlete. In 2016, as we relaunch BlackAthlete.com, look for more of the same from our unique set of writers and historians. We have been and always will be the soul of sports. We are BASN.
We are BASN.
You damn Skippy. What's on your mind, G?
Michael, the American media are being stuffed into the ground.
I agree.
What I'm saying is this. These athletes take 4 years of training, 4 years
yep.
of energy, 4 years of
mm-hmm.
doing what they do.
Yep.
These little mealy-mouth writers
yep.
don't care. They don't.
No,
they don't.
Actually, you know what, Gary? We're slightly wrong there. They put in 5 years, remember? A whole extra year to get ready for this. But you knew. Now, you know, if you're a wrestling fan and you remember when The Rock had his shtick going on, when somebody would say that they're blah, 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 and before they would say it, he would go, it doesn't matter what you are.
Yeah.
That is exactly the kind of moment
Michael,
that we had to realize.
The reason why I say it is because of this. The world is getting better at sports.
Yes, they are.
The American media refuses to tell the American people this.
Well, of course not.
Okay, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Japan beat the U.S. against softball. Okay?
Yeah. 2-0, I remember that. Yes.
Mainland Chinese teenagers.
Yep.
In the next driving, they hit a 50 point score.
Right.
It's never been done.
Yeah.
In the Philippines, in the eyes, they gold medal in weightlifting.
Yeah, their first medal ever.
Philippine American Lee Kemper in the Fancy Gold.
Yep.
Hello, Kale Black.
Well, come on, G. Now you know. Look at it this way. Okay, like I was saying, when The Rock did that, it doesn't matter. Well, he really was half right with that. it didn't matter to him, but it matters collectively to us as other member of the line. Tony McClain is on the left wing. And this poison that comes out their mouths, we know is stuff that they've been waiting to spew. You had the most visible athlete on planet Earth for 7 years. She didn't just win. She dominated. She was whooping everybody. She was whooping everybody's ass. Asian ass, Latina ass, no matter who.
Let's go there. Let's go there. Let's talk about this too.
Okay.
The U.S. basketball team.
Yes.
Beat Iran today, 123-66.
Right. Don't just take my words for it, Tony. You know what Gary said. Do you really believe that they're going to sit there and bubble a whole bunch of pro athletes for the next time they play?
How do you say no in French?
Exactly.
No.
Let's put it this way. After the men, see, here's the thing. After they lost the exhibition games, and then they lose the first game, everyone has been ready to sort of bury the men's
That's
team.
That's right. Put it
this way. When they win the medal, when they win the gold medal, then what are you going to say? Here's the thing. They still want to try to play the whole that the foreign teams are better than the U.S. But see, here's the one thing that keeps getting forgotten in the mix. When you, at the end of the day, when you, you know, have all of your great basketball minds teaching in different countries, in different whatevers, eventually the foreign teams get better than what they were.
Will they on occasion
be able to win a game or a few on there? Yeah. But I think at the end of the day, the best basketball is still played by Black African Americans in this country. Now, are all the European teams better than they were, say, have gotten better pre-Dream Team? Yeah. But see, here's the thing. It didn't take the Dream Team for all those teams to get better. Because see,
no.
Here's the thing. Remember pre Dream Team.
Yep.
It was either the Goodwill Games or the World University Games. Remember a guy by the name of Oscar Schmidt? From Brazil. They beat a team of the college players and what have you. And when John Thompson's team lost to Russia
Yep.
Then is when it's like, see, if he had lost to Bapu Tatswana or What's the Matter You or Fredonia or what else, you know, yeah, they would have got, they would have been pissed. But see, the fact that they lost to Russia is what played into it. But see, here's the thing. Before we beat up on our guys, first of all, you have to give the rest of the world credit for getting better. But
here's the thing.
Here's the thing, and maybe this is the arrogant American in me, but I don't think so. I still think the best basketball players in the world reside on the and reside in the U.S. Are there better players?
You're not telling us
anything we don't know already. We know that. We know that. Look. When the U.S. comes back and wins the gold medal, then they, you know, they won't be saying. But see, right now, this is literally and figuratively, you know, the pile on effect. You know,
exactly.
They had a double, you know, forgive my French, but they had a double boner, almost a triple boner day yesterday because, you know, Simone got beat for like whatever. Osaka loses to, I guess, the 46th player in the world. And you know, the U.S. women lose softball.
To Japan. Yeah.
Yeah. But one of the stories, and I told Mike this, one of the stories that literally and figuratively is getting buried, everybody here knows a guy by the name of Sebastian Coe, you know, the former Great Britainer, saying, apparently he's either the head of World Track or is for Great Britain or what have you, but basically he said yesterday, y'all need to, in so many words, he basically said, y'all need to, you know, push back off of this whole marijuana thing because, you know, all around the world and, oh, by the way, in the United States, marijuana, and it's not just medicinal marijuana, but marijuana as a whole is being used by many athletes as for medicinal purposes and what have you, and the fact that they're still trying to test positive, that they're still trying to use this in a negative sort of way, is kind of old and archaic. And he basically came out and said, the fact that arguably the best track player, the best track athlete in the world is not at the Olympics. It's to the Olympics' detriment, not hers.
That's right.
But see, you knew that story was literally going to get buried because yesterday it was all about beating up Simone and beating up what have you. But again,
you guys, you know, I've been reading about Simone. She played with two broken toes.
But to me, what the funniest thing, if you can call it funny, I mean, maybe not ha-ha funny, but when the bile story breaks, the gymnastics folks say, oh, she was hurt. And then when Simone has her press conference, she said, I ain't hurt. I'm hurt mentally. I'm not hurt physically. But see,
that's right.
To me, that's more damning than anything the media can say because basically they don't know. They don't, you know, the left hand arguably is not talking to the right hand.
And that
should be, see, to me, that's the story.
Mm-hmm.
Now the fact that they literally and figuratively are falling over each other, mm-hmm. trying to beat Simone up for not being a patriot,
Simone plays for Bob Kraft.
Really. I mean,
it's beyond
gutless. But see, that's standard modus operandi for the median here, because you are supposed mm-hmm. to, you know, you are supposed to, you know, give up everything and anything for this.
Mike was on point real quick, just to chime in real quickly, because with the IDGAF, you know, they don't give a F. And he's 100%. In all that other, you know, so-called banter around patriotism and all that's a bunch of crap, it's manifestus, you know, because you have U.S. coaches coaching other, you know, Olympic teams representing other nations. You could go on forever. Biles was part of the Larry Nasser operation of debauchery. You know, and so to me, it all jumps off there. And to go out and perform for a wretched, treacherous operation as USA Gymnastics and all its lecherous activities that mm-hmm. took place, that throws off any so-called antiquated Go USA bullshit out the window, because that is uninformed, unintelligible, and something that if a person co-signs on that shit, they're down with it. You know what I'm saying? Because,
absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
And so it comes a point in time where you can be a wind-up fucking monkey for the system. How many more fucking mm-hmm. backflips do you want to do for these assholes?
Exactly.
And when you have an awakening moment, which she had, like, this is some bullshit. You know, I'm pushing back on this. What the mm-hmm. fuck else do I have to prove? Okay, they started eliminating certain rules this Olympics, right? Because mm-hmm. of the Simone rules, because she dominates the sport. But the bottom line, it is a springboard for a mm-hmm. tragic, lecherous, psychotic, abusive, debauchery operation known as USA Gymnastics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, whenever something like that happens, there is no statute of limitations for the shitstorm that comes with that kind of stuff. Because you got to watch what you're associating. You ask anyone who served in Nazi Germany, now this is over the top, but it's all relative, will they do anything associated with the word Hitler? You'll get your answer pretty quickly. How many years later? That's how it should be for USA Gymnastics, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Because what took place there was right. Now, I just want to shift on that, because Mike was right. It's about, I don't give a fuck. Now, the basketball thing real quick, something that I was touched on, I've said this for years, international basketball is not NBA basketball. You need an international style of play. You need an international coach. When Krzyzewski took over, even though he was working with the best players, he had to literally create some kind of whole different mindset out of the NBA spoiled athlete bullshit
that they
come with. In the Olympics, you're going to live in those little quarters. You know, you're not going to have, you know, the Taj Mahal at your backyard or your dietitian, mm-hmm. you know, 5 seconds away. And you're not going to have your favorite ref who you can track how many points you score when they referee your game.
Mm-hmm.
All that is a scientific template. The NBA is a template of a style of basketball. Does not mean it's universal basketball. That was proven mm-hmm. with Nigeria. Nigeria. I'm not knocking the brothers from Nigeria. I love it when they do it because it's a different style of game. And mm-hmm. these players, and plus the ego, how you blend the talent. Even though Krzyzewski, again, was stacked with the best players, he had to find the right blend. You know what I mean? Right. How do I blend this? This team is blended poorly. They don't have the chemistry. There's 12 million, what, $20 million a year egos in that friggin' locker room? You know,
right.
And they're playing for some. It's not gold anymore. We already know the gold standard is not the gold medal. That's some kind of alloy shit. It may even be a cryptocurrency for crying out loud.
Yes.
You know, but it ain't gold. Right, maybe a Bitcoin or some bullshit. But it's not gold. It's not gold. And so to do this country to some of these shit in a pandemic environment with absolutely zero fans, of no excitement to players, it's just a different brand of rock. And that's what happened with John Thompson when he brought his Hoya paranoia style back in the Olympics. I mean, there was – and Larry Brown screwed it up pretty badly, too, you know, when he was coaching. My God, that was some horrible play.
Yes, he did.
But if you – oh, he screwed that shit up. LeBron and Carmelo couldn't play more than five friggin' minutes and shit, right?
Thank you.
They hardly got off the bench. You know, I mean, John Thompson brought Charles Smith with him. I like Charles Smith. You know, he was not a decent little Georgetown player, not an international player. Dan Marley and those guys, it just wasn't put together right. David Robinson was not his type of center. You know, the Ewing, Warney, Mutombo, patrol the paint, don't go, you know, be a monster, tough guy inside shit. Robinson was too cerebral, you know what I mean? He breaks down computers and shit, you know, and puts them back together just for the hell of it and shit while eating some Orville Rettenbacher. Thompson wasn't connected with none of that. And so it's a brand. The NBA is now these brothers can ball, but they are not branded for this style of international play. That's why they're losing. And the myth, I'm almost done. And the myth.
No, I just had a question.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sorry.
Is it time to bring back the college players?
Well, you could. But you could, but they're going to get beat even worse because they have the AAU style of play. They don't play fundamentally. They're just trying to get to the NBA, right? They're just jump off to the NBA for the salary. And Popovich, I want to call him out real quick. Popovich is a myth. Tim Duncan, he can't build enough houses for Tim Duncan with his bare hands. You know, and Duncan, because he's the unassuming player, you know, he's not just, you don't look the same without peak Tim Duncan, peak David Robinson. You know, and his style of basketball, which permeates the league with all his underleagues, and, oh, he's from the Popovich, this GM, that GM, this coach played with Pop, he was with Pop. You're like 45% of the league at one time had some Popovich bullshit on their team. But that's an NBA brand thing. It has nothing to do with universal hoops.
Your Honor, if it please the court, I'd like to submit in the evidence the following. The Olympic record for the U.S. basketball team prior to 1972 was 63-0. Not M, not N. Oh. 63-0. And the Russians had to cheat like motherfuckers to win the game that they won. Yes, not once, not twice, three times the game had been settled until they arranged the cheat. And now because it was an Olympic game, nobody thought about it. But I'm telling you to think about this now because the United States team has put themselves in such a trick bag because sports betting is available around the country. Don't think for 1 minute that the Ruskies haven't put a couple of kopecks on their own team. The United States is the equivalent, if I can make a thoroughbred racing analogy, of a 1-9 shot. That means there's no way this horse is supposed to lose. If he wins, he's only going to pay you 10 cents on the dollar. That's how sure they think he is. So when the United States gets beaten, it will be an upset that will bring, let's just say, Howard UNLV numbers mildly that high in terms of potential payback. You also better believe that now that Simone is on ice, everything for U.S. ain't going to be so nice, except for the triple boner, those low-life after-birth, no-business-being-born motherfuckers at the mouse are when they jump on her little black ass.
And Mike, it ain't just about the mouse. It's everybody. It's everybody. Mike, I was going to do, some whatever background, going into last night. But then I sat and thought, I said, wait a minute. Why should I subject myself to all of this bullshit flag waving and all this other stuff, knowing that they're gonna try to tear this woman another asshole on top
That's
of that? But see,
I have to, thank you for that. Just real quick, chime into that. What does Biles have to prove to anyone when she has created an old event? And just to hear any type of vitriol just speaks to me sheer utter stupidity. Because this is a person that stands on a mount that no one has ever accomplished. But, and never forget this person told me a long time ago about a star athlete that was getting all the press, right? Tearing it up. He fucked up, got caught up in some ish, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, and he wrote an article, and I approached him man to man, because he was in melanated skin, right? And so I approached him man to man, said, dude, what was up with that article, man? I think you could have, reported what you needed to, but it seemed slanted to me. And he said to me, he goes, if I can write of their exploits, I can write their fuck-ups. So Biles was just in a position of no win. And that's what broke her down. And the psychological impact of Larry Nassar's gymnastic, wretched operation of just fuck up debauchery of abusive young women. And everything associated, those fucking Carolis, that whole in fucking operation was tragic threat. So fuck USA Gymnastics for the highest mountains in the Himalayas. And they were given a little bit of reprieve with the sister, and now they're going to dog her up. No. The whole operation is fucked up. So there's nothing to talk about until you talk about the entire operation's historical.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't start there, that's some punk-ass shit, and I refuse to participate in any kind of dialogue amongst those lines because the whole operation is tragic.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, Eric, she put herself out there front and center in regards to
took the book. Correct. I agree with you wholeheartedly. And so we can see her incredible talent. Listen, everybody flames out, man.
Oh, exactly. I'm not saying that to belittle her. I say it
for the burnout of the pressure. Because they try to hide all their debaucheries behind her phenomenal talent.
Absolutely.
Let's keep that 100.
Absolutely.
This friggin' woolly mammoth elephant and shit that was in a fucking tent of all their crimes. C-R-I-M-E-S. Crimes. Nassar has been convicted, and now, of course, when we look at it, we know he was part of an operation. He was just a fucking front man and shit.
He was just a fucking front man,
and he touched this girl. All right, he put his hands on this sister. All right, she went ahead and did all these phenomenal events. But let's hide behind the great Simone of our U.S. gymnastic team, so no one remembers Larry fucking Nassar. So knowing she's a victim, she's not going to continue to go in that direction just in that connection alone. That is the metaphysics.
Absolutely.
I contend the following. From now on, there will be dozens of black girls, dozens of white girls, dozens of gymnasts who will be trying to execute a Biles. Now, we've seen her create at least 3 signature moves in the time that she has been in this from age 12 to now, as she was going to go out on the best of notes, Olympic gold, Wheaties boxes, and all the shit that goes with it. But because of the press and its white supremacist arm, when it comes to athletes, Simone will not get peace that way. That's why she had that mental breakdown. The amount of dumb fuckery and debauchery that has been utilized in these situations have had her succumb to pressure that she wasn't expecting. She had no problem when she was out on the floor or the balance beam. Shit, that was her comfort zone.
That's a sanctuary.
But now the problem is the culminated drama and pressure from everybody smiling in the face saying, yay, Simone, when they really saying, you black bitch, we want you to fucking lose.
Well,
we
This woman was abused, and there is this, okay, look, all right, and so that psychological impact can never be measured. Also to that, because they mask her behind that fucking the red, white, and blue, and all that other stuff, and she's got this over 100 plus women saying, "Yo, how come you're not giving us more of a voice with your platform?"
Yep.
None of us are getting fucking shit from this shit other than we got this dude in jail. You should definitely back up from this bullshit because you are a front person from a psychotic, systematic, hateful, abusive, repulsive operation. I'll never lay off USM Gymnastics as long as I can speak.
Absolutely.
Never.
Absolutely not.
Never.
You never.
Exactly. Not in my kind of verbiage. They're going to get blasted every 6 seconds. They deserve this walk away from their prime store, but there's also women there that are not going to be in a public zone that I can know in my own zone was like, yo, Simone, come on, you got the platform. What kind of statement you can make? You said, fuck this debauchery. This was some fucked up shit we all took on. We got brainwashed and boondoggled in this shit, and you want me to go out here and start turning a bunch of fucking flips and shit like some monkey in a cage to entertain your asses under the guise of me going for a medal that's not made of gold? That's some bullshit.
Yep.
So it comes a point in time where a person has the, and she's a lady, so the brothers will get it. I'm going to just speak of the fucking balls to do what she did. That's what it took. That was courage. I applaud the move 1,000% because that is a rackety, wretched, criminal, gangster operation called USA Gymnastics.
I agree. They weren't going to give her her Wheaties box either way. I bring this up because in the competition where Gabby came out of nowhere, rocked everybody's world, and won the competition, what's the first thing they got on her? They got on her about her fucking hair. She couldn't do anything about her hair. But and sisters are just as responsible for this shit. They
probably even more so.
Because her hair didn't look right. Not the fact that she won. And I'm waiting to see where's my box? Where's my Wheaties box? I want my Gabby flakes.
I mean, she's competing for a coach that was part of the debauchery. So
yes.
Fuck the hair. I mean, so that whole entire thing is, that's, you know, I hear you. That's the surface level. Behind the scenes is pure, utter corruption. And the last person that was behind that was Simone. And Simone, was the pressure she had, yeah, we need you to go out here and do all this stuff. But in her right mind, now that it's publicly known what USA Gymnastics has and how she was also a victim of that, the game is changed permanently, psychologically, emotionally, mentally. And I don't know. I never had daughters. You know, I've got nieces. I got tremendous respect for women, great relationship with them my entire life to this day. You know what I mean? I'm not with any of this shit. You know what I'm saying? At all. And I've been a coach, right? We've all competed in athletics. We've all been supportive. You know, I mean, the trust you get as a coach, the power you have over a young person is immense. You know, and to abuse that is criminal. And there are state laws in certain states where if a coach uses that position, it's automatically felony. Like, I mean, they almost catch the case. Like, they might as well do a double homicide. As opposed to abusing some young people, right?
This is basically
dressed up bullshit about USA Olympics. I'm not reading nothing on it, that gymnastics team. And this didn't go in the can between this and the last Olympics, right? This was recent shit for his ass, right?
This goes back to, like you said, Eric, like, you know, with Caroli, and I mean, you know, Dominic, and his fucking wife.
And his fucking wife. Look at the Carolis. Oh, they have Gabby's back. All that fucking pandering bullshit. And they want to talk about her fucking perm.
Let's remember also, it's very possible that NASA could have committed violations under the Mann Act, the same thing they use to get Jack Johnson. Because he had sex with a fucking minor across interstate lines.
This is basically Mike. This is the gymnastic version of Jerry Sandusky. Even more so.
That's exactly what it is.
Worse. Sandusky's fucked up. He created his own damn farm with Jerry's kids, where the fuck he had put together. And then we all know how, you know, it was all blind and all the criminal activity. I mean, and all the fallout. Okay, that's documented. This Michigan State motherfucking university needs to be fucking nuked.
Exactly.
That was ground zero for that shit. And everyone that was associated from AD to Pre, they all got clipped. This is an operation that they've been utilizing for a long period of time. NASA was their front man, but there's other people involved. And they no telling what else these girls experience that they're not sharing. Because it's way deeper than what we know now. But for me to sit there on television and watch this, the greatest gymnast at all time, and they are trying to hide behind her and bury the past, this recent past of what Nasser did, no way a person's going to stand up to that. To me, that's prime zero for why she bounced the fuck out, because her peers are like, Simone, you rolling with these motherfuckers still?
I bring to the court Brother Reggie. Reggie, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you guys?
Hell no. Gentlemen, Deacons for Defensive Justice, peace and blessings. And I have to say right now, Jason Hamlock Woodlock has once again shown that he is a disgrace, not only the pen, but the ignorance that he tried to prevail. Now he wants to go after the young gymnast star. And you know what? I'm like everybody else, Roland Martin. When an old fat guy that can't walk on a beam can show that he's athletic, come talk to us then. He has a tremendous attacking black women.
You know what? God forgive me, but he can't die soon enough.
Thank you.
He can't die soon enough.
The growth is great philosopher T Mac, he serves his masters very well.
And there isn't enough lard to fry his fat ass for the rest of his damn life too. There's a bunch of bullets with his name on it, and they can't come soon enough. I know we're supposed to whatever, but boy, that. I would literally dance at his funeral. I try not to get into a black versus black thing, but he ain't black. He ain't been black in years.
He ain't black like Biden say. You ain't black. He ain't black. Think about
exactly.
This. As I submit this last piece of evidence before the court. Now, marijuana is now legal in at least 20 states, including Colorado. As a matter of fact, Colorado was the first state to say.
And of course, Colorado Springs, the home of the United States Committee.
So now you've got Sister Richardson. We already know she's fast. She blew by everybody. She showed her 6-inch nails, and it was all good in her orange hair. I love it. Kick their ass, sis. That's right. Let them know what's being thrown up against them. And they decide to hit her upside the head with the most blunt of objects, no pun intended, as she is mourning her mother. She smokes a joint. You know, you could have come up with almost anything. She might have been so distraught that she might have split her wrist. But to honor her mother, while she's in a state of contemplation,
she could have been like them fools January 6th, just got mad and want to storm the fucking Capitol. Hey, it's no big deal. They were tourists. Who cares? Who gives a fuck? So what we call a bunch of cops niggas?
So what we call a
Blue Lives Matter out? What the fuck, you know?
She keeps her composure. That's right. But she keeps her composure.
You know,
yeah, I'm going to handle this, but I'm going to honor my
Black
mom,
lives,
and I'm going to have some private
lives,
time for her.
Hey, we'll take a pen and poke your eyes out. We'll go ahead and tase you to the point you have a fucking heart attack. You know,
but now
it's just a tourist session. Who
but
cares,
hold on, Reggie.
You know,
now they're
God
going
bless
into
white
the
America. God bless.
They're going into the Olympics now with the track ominous. They know what's coming because they know what they took away. Now, as we speak on all of this, the money machine keeps churning. Now, Patrick's not here yet, but I can tell you for a fact, they've already made their money in advertising. So I can only imagine what a minute of advertising or 30 seconds of advertising is costing. And they've got several streaming elements in which to gain all that cash in. So they're paid. So when Simone said what she said, it gave the mouse, the rat, and everybody else in the vermin category of journalism to attack her with impunity. They don't care.
Because it highlights USA Gymnastics bullshit. And no one wants to deal with that, because if you're responsible journalism, you got to go in on that every single time. You just cannot gloss over the bullshit that took place. So when you hide behind Simone and all his world in the gymnastic world, because look at Simone flip and quadruple. So they start, at the point in time, it's one of them joints where they start, you know, winding you up with a red fez and shit and a brown vest and start playing that music so you can dance in that fucking machine. Yeah. At what point in time do you pull up and show some damn dignity? And that was a dignified decision based on the historicals. And that is the story on what took place there, not some other bullshit. I'm cool. She said, I have to protect me and my teammates. Now, what the fuck code does that mean if anyone's got a half bit of damn intuition? That's the whole entire gymnastics operation apparatus of trash, debauchery, heinous crimes, chattel slavery.
And if Simone was
abusing these women.
Simone was white, it would be even worse.
Hero. She'd be a hero because she stood up to the USA and the gymnastics team. And there's no getting around. There's no getting around the United States gymnastics, Larry Nassar, Caroli criminal operation. Any other breakdown of that is some fucking bullshit. That's like saying, this food has 99 minerals, and we sit around here and talk about copper as just one. It's the whole friggin' apparatus.
That's right.
And this woman said, I got to protect myself and my teammates. And these are the teammates that are not even in uniform in this one Olympics. These are all the women associated with USA Gymnastics. Now, you can talk about East Germany tactics in China and how they doping, whatever the fuck. None of them have the record as USA Gymnastics has. You protect your own. You protect your children. You can't protect your women and lay your fucking life down for that. And we know we're not going to cross that bridge because we got some historicals in this fucking country about that. So there's got to be some situations affiliated where if that process is not taking place, if that process has not been dignified, we're all riding in that shit storm, which I refuse to. Because USA Gymnastics, Larry Nassar, they're burying this bullshit. with this fucking
That's
Olympics,
right.
And now it's highlighted when she walks away. Oh, blame it on this. Blame no. It's the whole fucking operation. She said, I have to protect myself and my teammates. She didn't say my present teammates, my current teammates, my teammates who all been fucked in the shit, and
Thank
me
you.
Being one of
Thank
them.
Thank you. She said it right. That's exactly
by this,
and look,
by this fucking cracker, and we're going to have a sister do this shit
herself.
And lay back,
and
we're going to fucking lay back on this shit.
She can do
it. I can't do it in this kind of operation. I know no brothers do it, but we have to. You know, I mean, I find it beyond mandatory to put out because we know how our stuff travels here.
Yes, exactly.
Right? We know how it travels here. I mean, you know, I know. We know how it travels. So let's keep it on what the emphasis is because it was a criminal operation.
Right.
A consortium.
And like I said,
no,
it wasn't a
consortium.
Break her damn neck. She could break her back. Look at it. She said, I'll tumble. Well, you up there high in the air and you're not comfortable, one little slip, you could paralyze yourself for life. Or even
you can't be comfortable psychologically. You can't be comfortable psychologically with that pressure of these women saying, yo, Simone, man, you laying down on us and shit. You ain't saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So by making a stance of non-showing, she rode with her sisters. And don't
That's
give
right.
a fuck about everybody else because they went through that shit.
And remember,
and you can't get around that. We can't hide under it. That's the reality.
Nope.
Absolutely.
Nope. In the United States of America, there are no black heroes. None. Male, female, there are supposed to be none. And they didn't want that sister
the
from
black
track
heroes,
to
the
be
black heroes
to
are
be
dead,
heroin.
Right? Come on.
They
if you're a black hero, Princess Addict. You
no,
are dead. Anytime you're a black man or a black woman in America, you stand up to the power structure, you are killed. You are dead. You don't live 90 years
well,
old like Ronald
point.
Reagan.
Simone,
well,
Simone,
I mean
you're dead.
Simone stood up to them with her excellence. Now, gymnastics is not the most elastic of sports. And when I speak of elasticity, I'm talking about being able to create within a structured confinement. You can't do that in gymnastics, but so badly. Simone blew the roof off of it. She didn't do it just 1 year,
and two years. And that still wasn't enough, though. And it still
exactly.
wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's still, because it wasn't enough because the athletic excellence, we know, she's redefined the whole gymnastics game forever. We'll never see a Biles again. This was the swan
right.
song.
Mm-hmm.
This was the swan song. It's finito, finato. And because it was affiliated with USA fucking gymnastics, I am glad as fuck that's the case. Because that was an operation. This woman, her YouTube hits are like 20 fucking million for 30 seconds.
That's right. Forgive me, Eric.
So she's got,
you're right about
yes, sir.
Sandusky. You're right about the Sandusky analogy. Who knows how many tournaments NASA pimped off one of those girls with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would ever say that.
Mind control shit.
Brought out. Yeah. The article that did bring shit out that was in Indiana, they just touched the surface. They didn't really get into the meat of this shit because this shit has been going on for years. If Simone
Their editor pushed it back. Their editor pushed it back. You are correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she's been here since she was 12,
was
you
not
Velma
Grossi that had
a
girl do a gym on a broken leg? Crazy shit. Unreal.
Yeah.
He walking around holding her like she's a fucking trophy. Girl broke her damn leg, snapped on the mountain.
It was all the
money.
I mean, these girls were being starved with that fucking debauchery, goddamn bordello of gymnasts down there in Texas, the Caroli's bullshit. And NASA was there pimping, we like Larry. He won our confidence. You know, he'd give us candy when we couldn't have it. All those fucking, that's a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
A pimp.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, this dude was in the child porn, man. How many fucking smut films we don't know about featuring Olympic gymnasts?
That's right.
You know, I mean, this shit is just not one-dimensional on the surface level of what we have been told news-wise.
This is an
ongoing fucking operation. And now we know what people will do if they need something to eat.
Yeah.
Right? We know what they'll do.
That's right.
If a survival tactic or no one else knows and shit. And they haven't even got into dating because they're like heavily into this gymnast mind fuck shit. And
yeah,
these guys are doing these manipulations. He has these so-called tactics of checking their pelvises and all this other fucking
mm-hmm.
bullshit to get
yeah.
them
yeah.
going, this, that, and the other. And this sister here, I mean, we know what she can do. I mean, she's supernatural in so many ways. You know, where you at,
mm-hmm.
Benny King? Supernatural thing. I
mean,
that's clear. We see things mm-hmm. that we're not going to see before. This woman literally shows she can almost fly close to it as possible. And so all that's booked. But what's unbooked is the psychological mind fuckery she's experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I contend that that mind fuckery continued on within our own community when they tried
yep.
to assail Gabby after Gabby worked so hard and ended up being the star of the show. And in her time of shining, you got people talking, "Ooh, look at her hair. She looks so ratchet, blah, blah, blah." You stupid bitches. All you motherfuckers who care about identity and what you look like, you went after one of your own. And Whitey didn't do that shit, and the brothers didn't do that. Your stupidity did that shit. And that's
mm-hmm.
why I contend that the dumb fuckery committed by black women on one of their own is more egregious
right.
to some degree than the shit that NASA did. Because they should have known better. She's working hard and doing all this great shit, and you're going to worry about her fucking hair? Kick the
yeah.
biggest part of my black ass.
There's huge problems with this motherfucking gymnastics
I
shit,
mean,
man.
So
I mean, I can't ride by a gymnastics
man.
Gym without looking at that shit because
hey,
all these gymnastics gyms across the United States was feeder systems, was a feeder system to this debauchery. Isn't that like Sandusky setting up that youth camp for kids? And all
thank
these
you.
Male children.
It's a consortium.
All these,
it's
every
consortium.
Last one of these freaking gymnast joints all across the United States who want to be the next Simone, right,
yeah.
the next Gabby, whatever it may be, are trying to feed up to the Caroli NASA sharks who are waiting for them. So
that's
they
right.
can have the pick of the litter of the top-level athletes to manipulate psychologically and physically and destroy relationships that they can have in their future life because of this. Because their first experiences
no joke,
in terms
right.
of being
this
touched inappropriately
mm-hmm.
inappropriately was by their gymnastics doctor or fucking coach. Oh no,
right.
USA
this
Gymnastics, you're going to get nuked every fucking time I can get an opportunity to talk about this shit because
yeah,
it's
right.
not going to get buried under the rug.
Absolutely.
Sisters like Gabby and Simone are subject to the worst of betrayals because they went into this with clean hearts and clean souls, knowing all they wanted to do was the very best they could do. And when they did
mm-hmm.
it, they were resented for it and they caught backlash. It's only proof
hey,
that
hey, but
black
Mike,
girl,
Mike,
black girl magic may be magical.
Here's my question,
some.
Mike.
Yes.
Hey, Mike, here's my question. Pam Oswalt went through the same bullshit when
she
was
did.
Having a bad hair day because of the elements, and she's on a sideline
right.
report. You know, I tell you, it's a self-hating gene. I mean, I don't know 400 years of slavery and 400 years of miseducation, but we do a damn good woodenless job, especially some. I ain't got some black sisters who go after the material
no,
thing.
I agree with
but
you.
Then when it comes
I,
out
I,
to
I
them
agree.
To be strong enough to
so,
fight for the crown,
yeah.
so you can have dreads in the fucking right place. When it comes to fighting for your civil rights, all of a sudden we got short hands like a fucking alligator and don't want to get involved. But we
yeah.
don't want to get involved.
So the hair issue is relevant, but here's a quick two-paragraph read. Olympic gold medalist Gabby Douglas revealed in an Instagram post on Tuesday, this a few years back, that she was abused by former team doctor Larry Nassar, who's expected
come
to plead
on.
Guilty to criminal charges on Wednesday. The disclosure
mm-hmm.
came in a new apology for a tweet last week in which Douglas said women have responsibility to dress modestly because dressing in provocative sexual ways entices the wrong crowd. Still enduring the mind fuckery of Larry Nassar. Fuck the hair shit. We
right.
can wax poetic on that. She too was fucked over by this motherfucker. That's
mm-hmm.
the story
right.
here. There's no
either
story other than that.
Either
yeah.
way you spell it, it means abuse. when you're right about everything you do in thought and deed, you are still subject to the mind fuckery of bastards who commit abuse like Nasser. And that's the story that the fucking mouse won't say anything about. That's why I despise those motherfuckers from ESPN. They ain't no, as my man used to say in the flick, ain't no journalism going into them motherfucker. They're about fucking and abusing black athletes, male and female.
You are correct, my brother, because these sisters we looking at flipping and shit and showing off their expressive skills. It was all done under a reign of fucking terror. And that's what was done. It was abusive. I mean, and the thing is, it's like, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, I know people are built a little bit differently to this day. You know, Sopranos use terms like, hey, that guy's acting like half a fag. And I'm just using the term, not my word.
Yeah.
Because I don't see the fucking cojones out here that's going to stand up and show protection, you know, for these sisters and shit and anything else or athletes. Because I know that when I coached a bunch of young people, they were all my kids there. And, you know, and I got that love back. I didn't know. I wasn't looking for it. Right? But they knew. They could come to me for that reason. And that's, I would never, ever, you know, take that on or dismiss that as something that ever. And I know how vulnerable people are at that age. And for you to do that and to run it through your machine so they can be the best athletes and then to hype it up, who gives a fuck about some bullshit-ass Wheaties? I never met a motherfucker in the world that got healthy or built one muscle from a damn Wheaties box.
Exactly.
So that doesn't mean anything here to me. That's not our culture. We didn't come off of that shit. That's all fluffery. The bottom line is these women were sexually abused in the criminal activity. And U.S. and the women, they all see themselves as teammates. That's that 2012 team. They all see themselves as teammates currently. Yep. Simone said, I got to take this one from me and my teammates. She just said, I'm not taking this one from me. And she also commented on Gabby's abuse questions about the leotards thing, because that's the other thing. Like, Gabby's mature now. She's like, fuck, us wearing these leotards around these perverts, is that what triggered their fucking, you know, debauchery? Well, you cannot not consider that for modesty levels, right?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot consider that. I look at this bullshit. What's that dumb bullshit with fucking Adam West and shit? How motherfuckers walk running around wearing Speedos outside and a pair of fucking tights? If that ain't a wrong message, subliminal, I don't know what the fuck is.
That's right.
So if you look at these situations with these young ladies and what they've experienced as they move to womanhood, the majority of their lives are going to be spent as mothers, wives, potentially, right? Not
then
fucking gymnasts turning tricks. And they have this experience of this motherfucker placing his hands in places they should have never even thought about being, and to project them through that whole process, screen them down to be the best of the best of the so-called athletes, and send them out there, and then watch videos of her flip, but we don't know the personal story. Now we do know. That's what's taking place in this Olympics in 2021 with the U.S. gymnast team. It's the Larry Nassar findings in the whole entire operation, and how Michigan State University, which was ground zero for all this shit, is still an upright campus, is beyond me.
Yep. Which leads us to the next question, which would be, if we can make the connection, as Councilor Satterwhite has, between what happened here and what happened with Penn State and those motherfuckers there, then the question has to be asked, who had the power to step in and stop this? Who were the officials? Who knew?
They weren't. That's the problem. That's the problem, Mike, because, look, just like with Penn State, you know, remember, with any sort of consortium, with any sort of thing that goes like this, you have to have enablers. It's never one person.
It's a network.
See, I will contend because of the power and influence that Caroli, Nassar, and all these other unnamed USOC folks, this was the, and remember, on both levels, we're talking international. We're talking international because there's no doubt
maybe another layer
no
in between.
Doubt.
I'm with you. Yes.
There's no doubt that there was an international thing to this
mm-hmm.
because it's because how popular.
Once the Carollis enter the game, it's international.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And remember, they USOC brought them over here to. So that just added even more to that consortium. Yeah, I mean, you literally invited the damn virus to spread, in a sense.
Well, here's a paragraph about the fucking Carollis in that damn ranch, and it says a lot. Again, it goes for almost 20 years. I got to keep going. All right. For almost 20 years.
Oh, go ahead.
Have U.S. women. I was about to get. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was you.
You motherfuckers.
For almost 20 years, top U.S. women gymnasts would pack a bag, say goodbye to their parents, and take a monthly trip that ended with
a long drive down a dirt
road to a remote, aka remote, compound, aka compound, in a Texas forest. You drive through woods for like 15 miles, and then you see the green gate, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist Jordan Weaver. That's when I knew we were pulling up to the ranch. I started getting this pit in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, sounds almost Epstein-ish, doesn't it?
Yes,
it
very, there it is, 100%.
Exactly
similar operation.
Mm-hmm.
Similar
yeah.
operation.
Mm-hmm.
All the subliminals, the green gate in the forest. These are young
mm-hmm.
women. So they got their gold medals, but it was forged by being sexually abused and being a fucking mind-fucked person the rest of your life. As a woman, as a mother, as someone who's going to give birth, and the sacredness of the body, but you use that to be an athlete, and all that was
mm-hmm.
corrupted, and it didn't matter the ethnicity, because this was universal to anyone who showed up to this
That's
motherfucker.
Right.
And
That's
they brought
right.
these masterminds from Russia, these fucking Carollis who did it way back to Nadia Comaneci. Right? So they got Nadia to be all this perfect 10-person. It's kind of similar to the Bao story, right? Oh, let's just
That's
take
right.
them on to another level, because we know how to go about doing this shit. We know how to be abusive. We know how to trigger. What is a process of taking certain mental sensitivities away from your female character to make you a little more reckless and a little more fearless as a gymnast?
Come on.
Mm-hmm. These are the technologies these bastards were using as well.
And see, they're at their most vulnerable, because most of them girls, what did they say, Simone started when she was, 12, 13 years old?
You're
at your most vulnerable. I mean, you're at your most.
You know
vulnerable.
Nothing at 12. You know nothing
exactly.
at 12.
You have the power to take over body and mind, and they are aware of that. They know they have the power to do what they do. Or you can't make the team. I'm sorry. Or there's a way for you to maybe become one of the alternate members, literally on somebody else's member. But no, you can choose. No, they can't choose. That shit has been taken away from them. The fact that they sacrificed their puberty on top of everything else to stay in a certain mindset.
For U.S. gymnastics. For fucking gymnastics.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
USA
exactly.
gymnastics was the vehicle, the subway, the airplane, the bus, whatever mode of transportation you want to use, it was the same package deal. United States gymnastics was the trigger for all these this criminal activity. These were the women that stepped up. There's a hundred many that did not. And
mm-hmm.
when you go to that courtroom at Nassar sentencing and you see all these beautiful young women, peak athletes, standing there and seeing that every single one of them, and there's others we can't see visibly, that this man abused, and we're going to sit here and watch some fucking Olympics and shit and go, go USA. Now I'm mind fucked.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And see, Eric, that's the thing that's always gotten me, the
mm-hmm.
one could see. There are a bunch of nameless, faceless women who got that were affected by this, and they're not able. They may never be right.
They're not. I mean, the interviews, they're not, because
no,
I mean, I mean, they're not. I mean, Gabby, I mean, Simone ain't right.
No, she's
Simone's
not.
Simone's not right. None of these women are right. Their futures are screwed up, whether they get married, whether they try to put together a family, all of those. And at the head of this, an evil motherfucker whose only desire was to abuse women. He wasn't some man who could handle his own in a social setting where he could rap to somebody and maybe by
right.
the level
right.
of his skill talk an adult woman into maybe sharing her ultimate favor. No, he's a fucking predator. He preyed on those fucking girls, and they knew it. And when he couldn't get what he wanted by straight-up suggestion or, do you want some candy, little girl, he drugged them. Or it was disguised as so-called physical therapy to make them feel better, massaging their pelvises or whatever the fuck he wanted to say. This was a weak-ass motherfucker who couldn't handle a real woman. So he went out there and abused all the girls he could. And ESPN won't fucking say that. And they should say that because that's the fucking truth.
That's real. And when they rolled up on his ass, he had a garbage can of child porn. Okay, so, what was the content of the child porn? Was it self-film shit?
Come on.
I'm just saying, you know? I mean, porn and this whole entire operation and then, hey, you know, pulling it over your head. You know, the pressure to be this U.S. Olympic person and these people compromising themselves to do this shit. There was compromises made. We know that.
Yeah.
Anyone who knows the street game or knows anyone around the way growing up and people who were into, let's say, underground activities, right? Okay, we've all touched up against some of that shit. You know, maybe we were smart enough not to be, you know, fully engaged, but shit, wish I could say I was in some spots that was squeaky fucking clean. You know what I mean? But in that knowledge, I learned, you know, and was able to observe, not participate, and was given protection by those who seemed maybe a better route for myself. But they would lace me with certain things. And oftentimes, too, in those environments, if you're dwelling in that shit, people fucking get compromised.
Absolutely.
To think that these young girls are sitting in the middle of a fucking forest in a Texas obscure location with some crazy ass motherfuckers, crazy ass motherfucking Olympic coaches. Olympic coaches. Isn't that a beautiful word? They're Olympians.
Yeah.
Hiding behind that shit to create every crime. And this girl's rolling up to this Green Gate symbolism again, mind control fuckery, the colors, all that shit has this code to it. The Green Gate in the middle of the woods. This is some fucking Wizard of Oz shit. And then rolls up into the spot and gets a pit in her stomach because her female intuition goes, oh, it's about to get fucked up in there.
Mm-hmm. I need to ask this question, everybody. I need to ask this question. Has there ever been a child of a gymnast who has become one herself and wanted to go on because their mother or father was a gymnast themselves?
You know, off the top of my head, I've got to say no. Because now I think all of us here are old enough to remember, I guess, the Olga Corbetts of the year. You know, that was
Olga Corbett was the Simone of her time, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Now, I'm not, you know, from what I can gather, I don't think Olga's kids got into it. If they did, we don't know anything about it. You know, I know there were some questions. You know, I know that there were some questions in regard to Nadia. I could be wrong, and God and forgive me if I am, but didn't Nadia turn out to be like, wasn't it funny to find that she was like had some like a lesbian affairs or something to that effect?
She did. She did, as I recall. But yeah, that's my point. It's like nobody is trying to perpetuate the family business. You know, there's no gymnast sitting there talking to a little girl, you know, eat your Wheaties and one day you'll be a gymnast like mommy. No, she doesn't want to be a gymnast like mommy because mommy got lost and turned out by a scumbag predator named Nancy.
Or Caroli.
That's right.
U.S. gymnastics and his fucking hag ass bitch wife. She was part of that shit too.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the thing. These guys are the, you know, those two guys are the ones up front. But see, again, I want to go after the enablers because you're not able because
it's called U.S. gymnastics, Tony. Yeah, the enablers
is
the whole apparatus of the United States because they all knew what was taking place. They also fucking knew what Nasser was doing.
Exactly.
Michigan
yes.
fucking state.
Exactly.
Tom fucking Izzo. I mean, you knew what Nasser was doing, bastard.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's the question they should ask. But it's the question they won't ask because they're afraid of the fucking answer. They're not going to ask it. When they start trying to tear down Gabby or Simone, and they'll say or they will imply that she quit, they're not going to give you any kind of sob story about, oh, you know, she needs a chance to get her emotional scales back to balance. No, you ungrateful nigga. You did all of this for 7 years, and now you fuck us at the drive-thru with this? Because that's exactly what it seems to be for somebody who has a betting interest in this. And don't think that there isn't. Bettors are strange people. They will bet on anything. And you better believe when the Russians beat them by, I think, what was it, two?
It was close.
Some shit like
it was
that.
Close.
Okay. You can't tell me that if they didn't take the bets here, they surely took it at Ladbrokes or across the water. Anywhere where there was action to get, somebody put that money down. Somebody got paid. And you better believe that this chaos will continue with the track events. They've already happened with the swimming events. You know, they can talk all the jingoistic shit they want. This is nothing but action to real bettors. And they are going to bet. And if they think they've got that long shot that can beat that 1-9 favorite, they'll do it. And they
mm-hmm.
did.
Yeah. It's I mean, literally, they are disposable. They are
mm-hmm.
disposable because when you realize how big a sport gymnastics is, on a national level, on an international level,
right?
It's you know, again, like Derek said,
it just imploded. We just watched the implosion of the USA gymnastics system. That shit's got to be rebuilt from the ground up and shit. And
mm-hmm.
when your top athlete decide, okay, real on a smaller level, when the Donald Sterling bullshit, right? And
right.
The Clippers were debating should they play or not, and then they come
mm-hmm.
out, you know, with their T-shirts on where you can't see the Clippers. That was such bullshit, right? Because you never said no to the paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back in the day, motherfuckers would say, yeah, I don't want your money because all money ain't good money. You didn't stop the paychecks because he was still cutting those fucking checks.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So the real stance is when you say fuck it like she did, and she said, I got to protect myself because I ain't right, and my teammates because – they're like, you know, I mean, how can I keep doing this bullshit under the guise that what happened didn't happen? So during the whole Nasser find out when, because he's just a fraud guy like Sandusky, right? We all know it's a network.
Yeah.
He's just a point man. When the Goodfellas got together, they said, okay, Larry's going to have to eat this one because he was easy to eat, you know. He was the front man and shit. But what took place in this situation, too, was a matter of, this person here, imagine this, when the case broke that Nasser is going to go through it, what went through all these women's minds who's been keeping this shit on the hush when that became front and center?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah, they had to relive it. Did that just go away?
Yeah, did that just go away in Japan? Did that just go away in Japan?
Mm-hmm. They had to relive it all over again.
No, it didn't go away in Japan. It just got heightened in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do the other girls' teams know? Are there snickers?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You know competition.
That's right.
You know competition. You know the talk.
You know the word is out.
You know? I
you
mean,
know
you know how
out.
They talk. Motherfuckers go up on people's SAT scores when Patrick was with at Georgetown. And they had signs of Ewing can't spell this.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
Now,
and then wonder why you didn't go to their school.
There's no Snickers in the Olympic Village? Right. There's no Snickers in the Olympic Village about the women's gymnastics team. They're not being, say, aggressed by other Olympians. Like, hey, you went to the Karolyi and Nasser school. You seem available. Back to Gabby's statements about the leotards and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take none of this shit off the table. For anyone who has any depth of what we get to the ground zero of this bullshit. Simone Biles walked away from USA Gymnastics. That's what she walked away from.
That's exactly what she did. That's right. And she was trying to walk away on her own. And she made sure she had the brightest spotlight in which to do it so that nobody
there
would
you
be
go.
Able to fuck back
there
in.
You go.
Now,
there
having
you
said
go.
That, Gary, you got daughters. You've been infused in the Asian culture a long time. What do you think, or how do you think, they're handling this in Japan?
Not very well.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Japan is going to talk to America and say, you got to do a better job.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that IOC is going to talk to America after this incident.
Mm-hmm.
Because Japan is going to make it known. And I'm like, what is it?
Right.
Tony, would you say that because of Simone's announcement and the time in which she did it, she kind of smothered the potential firestorm because everybody's still watching, they're still paying for, commercial revenue? I mean, it looks like they're going to make money from this in spite of what Simone attempted to do.
Yeah. Well, see, unfortunately, you know, the gravy train always runs, you
mm-hmm.
know. That's the unfortunate thing, because you know dare I say it, there are payrolls to be met here, and
that right.
It's what's now. Let's put it this way. I hope if nothing else, these other folks are outed now too. Just press.
Yeah.
I hope the wall. I want to see the walls come crumbling down,
mm-hmm.
all over. Not just probably more so U.S., but all over. More so, but more so the U.S. because their history on this, like Eric has said, it's
mm-hmm.
the most heinous. It's the most heinous chapter of this.
Yes.
It's the most heinous chapter of this, and it's still, until it gets stopped, it's going to keep growing and growing and growing, because, see, the double-edged sword is, like we said, there are a generation of girls, black, white, Hispanic, or whatever, that are inspired by Simone.
Yes,
but
Simone.
They need to, but see, it needs to be stopped. Like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's her platform? USA Gymnastics. That's her platform. Not the United States of America.
Yeah,
no, not the United States swimming team. Not the United States polo team. Not the United
mm-hmm.
States air gun team
mm-hmm.
or ping pong or wrestling
mm-hmm.
or weightlifting, right? It's
yes.
the gymnastics
mm-hmm.
apparatus that is female.
Right.
It's not the men gymnastics team. Fuck, who is a male gymnast in this country? I don't have a damn clue of anyone
exactly.
along those lines.
No,
it's the women. It was the women. It was the matriarchal society. Women.
Yep.
It was the mother line. It's the matrilineal that was abused. Dynamic women, athletic women,
mm-hmm.
intelligent women to pull that shit. And they
yep.
took these women and propped them through that fucking assembly line of criminal, misogynistic, rape, abuse,
that's right.
sexual, you know,
my
abuse,
yep.
you know, just total, absolute criminal fucking operation. She was backflipping for a criminal operation that's now exposed. How do you stand up to that pressure? How do you stand up to just that knowingness and smiling and shit and doing all those shits to get the gold. You did good in the individuals, right? But I was still, you got your world championships and set all kinds of records. But this Olympic thing highlights the USA gymnastics apparatus and its criminal activity, its criminal history, its biasness, you know, and then you had to walk away. You can't, no one can live under the pressure of working for a criminal operation that was the intent of fucking people over.
And this has been, I've been thinking about this all week long. If these black athletes go to the Olympics, why are they going to the Olympics? Who are they representing? Why are they representing?
Who they're going
to
It's who they're going up against. It's who they're going up against, Gary.
Every 4 years you keep doing it. Why do you keep doing this?
This is different.
When you come back home.
This is different.
What are you gonna
deal with? This is different, Gary, because they're changing their methodology. I didn't mean to interrupt, but the bottom line in all of this, you've got gymnasts on a team that's predominantly black now. You have black swimmers that have come out of nowhere, kicking ass, so much so that they're fearful of the tide and they dismiss a headgear that would protect their hair, would not create any violation of any sort, but they had to put the kibosh on it because we can't have you niggas in the pool too. Believe when I say this, they're going to be. And it's funny because Paul Mooney joked about this, God rest his soul, but he was right. The black seal is coming. The black seal's here. The swimmers are coming. They're going to do damage. Yes, we can fucking swim, companions. And we can kick their ass while doing it, too. You have the gymnasts here. The track people have always been here. The ladies' basketball team is here. There's a whole bunch of sisters doing it for themselves. And there are some people who can't fucking stand it. And are willing to do anything they possibly can to slow it down because they know it's going to be unstoppable, but they will curtail it as long as they can if they have a say or control of the matter.
Hey, Mike, this sounds like January the 6th to me, man. This is January 6th all over again.
This is, you know what? They ain't much difference, Reggie. They ain't much difference because what did they try to do? They tried to take over the motherfucking country and say, oh, but this was a frat boy coup. The white boys tried to do some shit, and when they got caught, oh, no, we're just relaxing. We're going to fall back on our whiteness. We really didn't do anything. You know, we were just making a point, blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. You're racist sons of bitches. I would have put every one of you motherfuckers in front of a fire squad and shot until I couldn't shoot no fucking more. Fuck that one shot shit. They know what the fuck they're doing. This is fascism with a capital fucking F.
Yes, sir.
They don't care what form it manifests.
It's you know, as cliché as it sounds or what have you, you know, sports are a reflection of life. And this is just another part of it. You know, because here's the thing. What people forget about rape, it's not about the sex. It's never been about the sex. It's about the power. It's about
power and
power.
Power
and control. It's never about the sex. But see, a lot of us immature motherfuckers get so caught up with the sex part of it that you forget about what the real deal is here.
Yes.
That's the thing. That's the biggest thing with them, with these guys. Their whole thing is
well in this case this is predatorial and criminal.
Absolutely.
And vulturous, because this has nothing to do with consent. It has nothing to do it's pure violation.
It was parents who
brought the hype of this, that the word Olympian and USA Gymnastics was this pristine, loving, all in, have your back operation. You know, and that was how they said it was a con game of the highest ilk.
Absolutely.
And the people who, this is this wasn't even about Ray, man, you know, because, you know, I mean, I'm careful with that verbiage, you know, because we all know that we haven't been in those positions nor have those kind of thoughts. This was totally about violation, complete violation.
Yeah.
It was felonious. It was criminal. You know, it was abusive of the highest order, and you had no intent in nurturing these women. You had no intent of ever getting into a relationship with the women. They were just used, period, as fodder. They had no mind. They had no intellect. They were just born in the female form that you can't handle, but yet you want to be around. You want to be around all this power. You want to be all around this feminine energy, but you want to destroy it. You want to make sure that these women, as they're blossoming and have not been, you know, in any kind of intimate relationship, in the great majority of cases, if not all, you want to be the first person to go into sacred places for your sinister fucking deeds to make someone a fucking high bar vaulter. And for me to sign off and look at that shit and not have that recognition, and the rest of the world knows this shit, which is a laughing stock, and they're not making Snickers and all that goes around, and you turn a blind eye if you don't say anything. I turn my back on my brothers if I don't do anything. You got a Costa Rican gymnast who went to the Black Lives Matter fist pump after her routine and shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got a global audience paying attention to shit, and so they are even supporting that. You don't think they know the crime? How can those women literally walk around that village dignified? They all got to get behind Simone and her exploits, but Simone ain't right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because of these crimes. Crimes. It has been proven that these were crimes. That word
That's
is
right.
not even being exaggerated.
Nope. But, see, will ESPN use the word crime? I guarantee that they will use the word quit before they use the word crime in anything pertaining to Simone Biles. So that goes to complicity. And I know that those rat motherfuckers at the mouse are all about degrading as many black athletes as possible. And Simone being the bigger fish or the bigger target, they delight in taking her down. We
Absolutely.
Saw this to a lesser degree with Serena Williams as she was getting closer. We knew, they knew, that if Serena got over the hump, they'd have to speak on her in a different light. And they made sure every time Serena got close and lost that she knew it. Every
don't
time
forget,
Serena
don't forget,
fought
brother Tiger Woods, you know he
Oh, same thing.
Every time she got close, every time she got the round after round after round to put herself in position, expending all that mental energy to get there, so that I got a chance, it was taken away from her.
Well, the problem is they know your style. They study your style.
That's right.
If they study your style and, you know, all of a sudden you can't even bounce the ball, you know, in Wimbledon and catch it, you know. That's when the mind control ain't working no more. Hello? That's when the programming starts breaking down. You come out of Compton, you come out of Watts, you come out of these regions, and you end up, you know, crossing the envelope, you know, marriage-wise with someone outside
that's
the
right.
ilk.
Mm-hmm. All right?
They'll tell you, right? They know your style. They know your style. You know what I'm saying? They know your style. So you move away from, you know, your own in that certain way of seeing the aspect, and you're not, and still it's not enough. It'll never be enough. You know,
right.
And so the thing is that we have watched these athletes because they move in these circles. One thing that I would share to anyone on the come up with jocks I've talked to and brothers want to move in those circles. I go, listen, you got to understand this. You know, you're going moving into a cycle where they are really excellent at getting brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
They are excellent. They are marksmen with that shit. So the moment you get all wrapped up in that bullshit, you know what I mean? There's a price that comes with that. And you can't have it both ways. you're going to have to know how to play that game properly, and so few do. You know, you look at brothers like, Irvin Johnson, Magic Johnson, intense all in the right place. United Negro College Fund, raising money well before all this HBCU push we see nowadays. He had that game called Magic's Night, at the Forum and shit, what I'm saying? Exactly, Midsummer Night, exactly. Great fundraiser. So he had that conscientiousness. And I remember Wilt saying, hey, man, I thought this brother, I was worried about this brother coming to L.A. with all this money, going to be a Laker, that personality. And, Magic, with all this thing, he had to end his career short. We don't have to explain why. We don't have to explain why. Brother Kobe, what I'm saying? I mean, we don't have to explain why.
Mm-hmm.
Eric,
I know all of us here have seen the movie either seen the movie or the play Soldier Story.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of the most haunting themes is when it was so well played by Adolf Caesar.
That was my jig in that movie.
They still hate you.
That's
they
right.
They still hate you.
And he had that big buck. The brother that could hit the baseball,
right?
And he was watching him in the bar. His scouting report was on point.
Y'all remember the movie Drum, and Ken Norton played Drum, and when baby came out, and that cracker said, movie Drum.
Drum was the follow-up to Mandingo.
That was way before
Mandingo.
Mandingo was first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up there, and he just knew that play was going to be. That's like him. Black Baby came out. First thing he said was, where's the biggest black buck out here? Drum! That bitch lost his fucking mind.
The thing is that if you name the brother, I don't care. It was Brother Sam Cooke. You know what I'm saying? Moving independently, getting his own label, not breaking bread, right? You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sister Whitney. You know what I mean? I mean, I could go through a whole host. You can't be a bigger so-called celebrity than, say, a Michael Jackson, a Whitney Houston.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of bandwidth of megawattish knownness across the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the ending, man? What's the ending in that shit?
Oh, shit. Hey, hold on. Don't forget Nat King Cole. Now, Nat King Cole was definitely going to break some color barriers.
The list is endless.
Sure.
Yes.
Alright.
Yes.
When you get into that Jackie, age like 80 years and shit, before it's not. I mean, we can go into some serious, name drops that is quite spooky.
Eric, dare I mention Orenthal James Simpson?
Oh shit. White lady watching him run in the airport. Yo, Jay.
At least OJ was smart enough to learn their style and their tactics. So he did learn that shit well. God damn, he learned that shit well.
He learned how to use a knife well, too.
OJ learned some shit hanging around them motherfuckers, boy. That was called reverse engineering. I'm speaking to the brothers who held their stance. Even the hindsight on Ollie Frazier, I mean, the way Ollie talked about Joe wasn't cool. Let's keep that one punch, right? That shit wasn't cool.
Come on, Gorilla.
That shit wasn't fucking cool, man.
Money. That's what pissed me off. We all ride with Ali,
but that shit was fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Because truth be told,
Ali was probably more bougie than Joe could ever be.
And Joe would talk about that.
Yeah,
and Joe
that's
would talk,
right.
Joe was talking about.
Mad.
I mean, Joe was way more using the word to the hood than Ali could ever dream of.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But they pitted these two bad motherfuckers in virtual death wars. Now, how was that different than the niggas fighting with in Django?
Nothing at all.
That was Ali Frazier, and Leonardo DiCaprio was fucking Bob Arum.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick and New York.
Or either the Louisville Six. Either the Louisville Six. Either what?
Cloverleigh. I think Joe's group was Cloverleigh.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Patrick, you there?
Live and living color, student fellas.
Hey, Patrick.
What's up, man? Hey, Patrick, I'm glad
Patrick.
Your young lady signed with NBC, man. I'm happy for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's going to do all right.
We didn't get to talk about that yet, Patrick, but let me ask you, because you've been on the TV side of this for a while. Now, how are they going to negotiate through this shit regarding what Simone did and what was done to her?
Well, one thing they haven't discussed already, and wasn't allowed to have their opinion, but look at it this way. We all know that the young woman is one of the greatest athletes of all time. The show that they wanted to have, they're not going to have. But the money's already in the bank for NBC. Now, how Simone carves this out once she gets back on stage side will be interesting. She'll be all right. But the expectations for additional money and viewers might be skewed a little bit, but she'll be all right. And NBC is already paying.
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick, I got a question for you. Okay, in the workplace, anytime you have a substance abuse problem, it's supposed to take you to the side and say, okay, you need to get treatment for it. Now, in the interesting, in this industry, she came out and said, I have a problem, and their solution is to tear down in the media and try to make it worse. Just like the tennis star, my girl from China, from Japan. The first thing they want to say is, now we want to take your money, we want to strip you of any rights in order to play tennis, but yet in the workforce, again, in the workplace, you're supposed to have apparatus in place that if you have any kind of issue, they're supposed to say, okay, let's see how we can help you move forward, not see how we can kick your ass out the damn arena.
Look, we always get black time for everything.
Yeah.
Come on.
Here it is in a nutshell. And believe me, the fact that she's getting so much support from the athletes themselves says something that in the waking of people admitting that the issues are out there, that kind of mental weight is being on individuals is eye-opening, you know. But we all know this, guys. When Superman can't show up, they got a problem.
Come on.
You know, she's super nigga. She's supposed to fly over the world and
that's right.
You know, set new records. You know, she's supposed to be the female Jesse Owens. Okay, yeah, she can do that. But it didn't happen this time. And she realized, not only did it happen, she said she admits it, and I'm ready to deal with it. Because she already
that's
came,
right.
Believe me. It's different if this was 50 years ago where the avenues and roads that lead to funds that they could never get. She got them already. Or will it be enhanced to the degree that they thought that she could after the game? Maybe not the degree, but believe me, she's going to be all right. Like I said before, NBC is getting paid all the way to the end of the game.
And that's real, Patrick, but back to character. So here's the Simone Biles post on Facebook 51 minutes ago. She says, the amount of love and support I've received has made me realize I'm more than my accomplishments and gymnastics,
mm-hmm.
which I never truly believed before. Fuck you, USA
That's
Gymnastics,
it.
Michigan
yep.
State University, Larry Nassar, Bella Caroli, that fucking compound there, and all the young women abused through that entire operation.
Mm-hmm.
Simone Bowles gave you all the finger for that, and she used her platform to do so. So all that other minutia is bullshit. It was about the
mm-hmm.
abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you, Counselor Satterwhite. Right
mm-hmm.
Having
right
heard
in.
The evidence, it is now time to produce sex. Motherfuckers. If it please the motherfucking court, I find Nassar, Caroli, and all those in the infrastructure that do this kind of dick-dastly shit guilty of first-degree dumb fuckery, first-degree assholery, and first-degree felonious cock-sucking in an attempt to swallow the evidence.
Hold on, Mike. I got to look those words up, man. Hold on. I got to look those words up. Those action words who are verbs, I got to look those words up, man. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get the meaning of them words.
No. See, you forget, Reggie. Michael is very descriptive.
Hey, Reggie, I suggest you break out the intruders, cowboys to girls. You'll be okay.
There you go.
And Reg, wearing a hat,
playing side one is optional.
Break out cowboys to girls, Reggie. The intruders are waiting for you. They get your soul survivor out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, within the people that we have deemed dastardly, you better throw in, even though it's on the other side, throw in the wonderful Congressman Jim Jordan out of Ohio. Throw him in. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Him too, huh?
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Hey, my pastor, real quick, man. Did little ponytail Aaron Rodgers come flocking himself into the camp? Boy, I tell you, white privilege has a whole new meaning, man. If my man in Baltimore had did that shit and held up, oh, my God, they'd have raked this black ass over the coast. As you said, must be nice, man.
Isn't it an awful lot of attention for a fucking 7-9 team?
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you.
Give me. I don't know if they're gonna get
7 victories. I don't know.
Well, look. Any division that they played the Lions twice, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They played the Bears twice, right?
Oh, you talking about Mr. Bite kneecap coach off with the Lions? Mr. Kneecap? That
yeah.
clown?
Yeah. They play Kurt and his cousins twice, right? Don't they?
Yeah.
And his cousins. Coach Collins
was gave him a winning season, and they fired his black ass. Unbelievable.
Okay. Hey.
Unreal.
When you choose to hire Captain Lou Albano instead of instead of Jim Crenshaw, that's what happens. I'm actually surprised that some of their players don't have rubber bands on their beards.
Captain Lou Albano. I thought that was Larry Holmes' trainer, man. Richard Giamatti or whatever.
Richard Giacchetti, yeah.
That wasn't Richard Giacchetti in that lion hat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Actually, to be honest with you, it was probably... The more I think about it, I think it was, what was my man? Oh, I think it was Buddy Hackett who with his beard shaved off, basically.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Mm-hmm.
Hey. Well, hey, you want to hear some crazy? That here. Crown has two license plates, one black and one white. Now you're homegrown, man.
We have to understand shelf life when it comes to stories. Now, it was less than a year ago that some quack lawyer came out and went after Deshaun Watson in earnest. But this all started, with Watson saying, what the fuck is going on with you assholes in the front office? You trade my best receiver, where he goes and catches 110 passes in fucking Arizona, and in
yep.
spite of that, I still throw for almost 5,000 yards, could have been a potential MVP candidate, but nobody knew because I was too busy getting my ass pounded into the turf. And you motherfuckers have the nerve to tell me you care about the team? Fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
I want out. And as soon as he said, I want out, all of a sudden,
mm-mm.
all these allegations,
mm-mm.
all these women
mm-mm.
came out
the woodwork. Number 26 mm-mm. just filed a lawsuit today, Mike.
So in other words, with Deshaun, there was no criminal activity. There was money. He paid, right? He was paying for services. He was on Instagram. Motherfucker got sacked $4,012,000. Can he get a massage? Kind of reminded me of Mike Tyson saying, fuck, I'm going through all this bullshit. At least I can get a blowjob. That's a direct Mike Tyson quote, not my quote. So moving forward, but we got this asshole Bauer with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and mum's the word.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's right. Like I said, no black heroes are allowed. Charlie fucking Sheen can walk around with HIV knowing that women suck his dick and he doesn't do a day in jail? Are you fucking kidding me?
Mike, I'm begging you. I got to get some fucking sleep. Please don't say Charlie Sheen and dick in the same question, man.
Where the hell is Gordon Gekko when you need him?
Really?
For real?
I didn't see that coming.
Neither did she. That's the sad part about it.
And Mike, let's not forget Robert Kraft in a house with a house getting massaged, and all of a sudden you never heard about it again.
He got a watch job.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard of happy endings, but this shit is ridiculous.
I'm so fucking jealous of you guys. I had so much fun. I'm so damn jealous.
They're gonna tell you watch it as no daddy. But when somebody really wants to buy, they'll say, I want 3 first round draft choices. Remember they did that shit with Herman Edwards? That'll cost you a first round draft choice. What?
He went from Charlie Winner to Nuke Rockne in Warp Speed.
No shit.
I mean, T-Mac, I guess we talked about the Patriots earlier. That was the true Patriot Act.
Literally.
I gotta write this shit down. Slow down, guys. I'm trying to get this material. Great material here.
Just listen to the playback, Reg. Listen to the playback. That'll get you.
My attention span is too short.
Also, listen to this. There's one more game. So you got another break in between. Or at least you should have another break in between. If you don't, the time to recover between Thursday night games and Sunday games, the following week, they will be the standard because you're going to need at least 7 days. They're not going to get it.
And Mike, here's the other sort of small. Well, I shouldn't say small, but here's the other story that's sort of being kicked under the wall. You know, you remember last year how the NFL kept changing gays and whatever in regards to COVID and what have you. Now, they have already come out and said this year, if some of y'all have to lose games for COVID, they're going to be forfeits.
Yes,
wow.
Lord.
They have literally drawn a line in the sand. But see, here's the other thing. Now, very quietly, good neighbor Sam Darnold for the Carolina Hornets or Panthers or whoever they're doing right now. Now, he was one of these anti-vaxxers.
During
off season, showing you his Trump card, literally and figuratively. But all of a sudden, earlier today, it's been found out that Sam actually got vaxxed.
So does Frank Reich, and
Frank
he's
Reich,
out for COVID-19 right now as we speak.
Goodell's
edict of vax or no vax, we're running right into this football season as the Delta is blistering through the fucking United States. So we'll see how that plays out.
Because remember, Goodell has said, we will have full houses, and don't you forget it.
I know that
everything is subject to change, right? Because everything is subject to change. And so the forfeit verbiage is really interesting to bettors. Now, that's really interesting language. What is the over and under if I take the forfeit?
Yeah, true.
And how does Vegas or New Jersey generate what the pool will be if a forfeit happens?
Yeah.
Now, can you see better influence? Could you see someone? I read an article today where they said the United States was sending immigrants, with COVID-19 into communities.
Yep.
So if you're a better with, a lot of money online, do you, send a reporter over there who's flaming with the virus and shit to get a forfeit? Social events?
That's right.
Personal events, family events.
We can't speak on this without speaking the language of the gambler, because if
you
a gambler
right.
has a 14 teaser and he needs this one game, Carolina against Atlanta, and he needs Carolina for the win so he can collect five figures,
doesn't
happen because of COVID, there's going to be some
The score is 1-0 Carolina, because Atlanta couldn't kill the team.
There you go.
It's a push.
It boils down to this. Last year, they took the punch, and they had the punch bowl guy in the White House to make sure the sugar was sweet enough to drink. He gone now.
True that.
And you also have to realize 80% of those guys back Trump for a lot of reasons, particularly when it comes to them tax reasons. Now he's gone, and the reality I said, we ain't losing more money. Even if it means you got four things, that's what it really means, the bottom line.
Hey, Patrick, you said that like Annie LeVert. That big leg woman is gone.
But let's be honest, in this case, that woman was ugly.
And guess what? In this case, the big leg woman is the big leg.
You're not talking about that Make It Rain skinny ass woman for those commercials, are you?
No. The big wig woman told Goodell, this is what it is. Tell him this is going to be caught. He didn't make that decision by himself. They told him what they wanted to do.
Oh no. That was it probably should have been a what's said here, what's done here stays here. But that's the problem with a lot of these, trumpets, so to speak. They can't stop themselves. They gotta put it out there on blast. They gotta put it out there on blast. And then when it comes back to literally bite them in the ass, Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Karen factor. They think they got to say something. So instead of just keeping their fucking mouth shut, they go, don't you ever think about leaving? Instead. And then go on about their business and continue
and,
in the thing.
And Mike, here's the flip side, Mike. Here's the flip side. What they going to do with what happens? What they going to do when something like this happens to college football? Of course, it's going to happen.
Because
the Dolphins is where?
Hey, Patrick, they can use some of them thousand head coaches to cover the spread. And another thing, how in the ham sandwich, Patrick, can a coach from Clemson make more money than my man Mike Tomlin and all by with Andy Reid, who both won Super Bowl?
That's because
he coaches the University of Clemson, which is the professional franchise in the state of South Carolina.
There you go. So Dabo hasn't retired yet?
The moment Dabo gets into four college playoffs, that revenue is obscene. So he gets a cut on that. And even the cut he gets to increase his salary past Tomlin and Reed, still is not what the university made.
Let me add this. He's assisted by some guys called the Boosters.
And we're not talking about that commercial with that woman dancing with the crystals either.
Nor are we talking about a third Pfizer shot booster as well.
There you go. Mike, I've uncovered Dabo getting his check. I have it here on tape. One for you and one for me. Two for you and one, two for me. Three for you and one, two, three for me.
Well, Pete, game to this.
You seen the books. There they are. They're in the books. Now you seen them.
Yeah, so Alabama's freshman quarterback, who has not taken one snap, already has several million-dollar sponsorship offers per Coach Nick Saban.
So in other words,
the freshman quarterback is making more money than Mike Tomlin.
He already
has more offers than Mike Tomlin too. So remember that.
If you look at Patrick, if you look at what those two athletes just got. And I'll throw Percy Miller's kid in there, too. The bottom line is a rookie quarterback. Well, let me say a rookie quarterback. A rookie player in the National Football League. Minimum contract is what? $600,000. If this kid is making $1 million already, he's making more than an NFL pro first year.
Hasn't taken a snap.
It's his affiliation
with the Crimson Tide.
And guys, the two elephants in the room, one in burnt orange and white, and the other one in red and white, from the other part of the country, ready for their close up for the SEC.
I'll just say two things. Think about how much money is bet the day before a big game and what happens when one team loses. You can do anything in the five families you want.
Where's the money from the Longhorn Network going to be spent? Are they still going to have the Longhorn Network or what?
Well, the Longhorn Network is going to make money, all right? That's why the Longhorn Network can do what they want to do. We're going to move. When we talk about the 6 months, well, we didn't know
that's
that
right.
for you. Okay, now you know. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the other part of that thing that you got to realize. The Longhorn Network individual school makes the most money, but the league that makes the most money by over $30 million a year is called the Big Ten Network. Now,
that's right.
The SEC is given.
Hey, Patrick, where does Notre Dame fit in all this? Notre Dame got to have a hand in this.
You know, that's the
wild card.
That's the wild card.
How much NBC pay them, Patrick? Do you got an idea of what NBC gave up?
Just slightly more than they pay Maria.
When you look at the Longhorn Network,
yeah,
you know, I'm in California. I can watch a lot of shit. I've learned more about fucking LBJ Library on the Longhorn Network than I ever cared to fucking know.
I mean, get up at
3 a.m. Let's go watch some Texas Longhorn softball games to F off some times while I'm doing something else, right?
So
these other networks, that's a conference network, not an individual school.
That's right.
Big difference.
Notre Dame will make money no matter what. Even when they had shit teams. They were still ranked in the top 25 because of politics. And
yeah, well,
now,
one and two moneymakers are Texas and Ohio State University.
Yeah,
those are the top moneymakers.
If Notre Dame goes to the SEC, Notre Dame still keeps half their money and give that to
that's
nobody.
Right. That's right.
That's
the trick.
Wow.
Yeah, the other part of that, is the folks attached. Like I said, the strongest alumni network outside of the military is Notre Dame. You believe we have investors meetings internationally. They're doing that throughout the Catholic, to the Pope, to everybody else. What are we going to do? Are we going to join the ACC or what are we going to do? I don't know what they're going to do right now because they're still
You know what?
Anytime you play an island, let's see what kind of power they got on the world.
Put it this way. You know what?
Yes.
In my sick, twisted mind, if I was one of them ND guys, I'd say, we're going to join the MEAC.
Well, if they join the MEAC,
damn,
I wonder how we would fuck that up.
I bet I bet you all of a sudden Hampton and A&T be like, oh shit,
stop the machine.
No, say it right, Rich. Turn them damn machines back on.
Turn them damn machines back on. Patrick, check this out. It's your AT.
Hold
that.
Now we know Patrick.
Y'all boys in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick, hold on. Now we know at some point we're going to get Ohio State and then other schools. Now, you've been about the experience as a player, as a fan, what on that? Can you tell everybody, think about betting services, FanDuel, Mama, the Greasy Granny, how much money is generated for Ohio State, Michigan on a weekend game?
We can solve the national debt. Put it right, you know. I know that. I'm going to tell you two games that I've been associated with that when people talk about over the years that make money. The fact that I experienced it by when I was at Bishop College, what it's called Bishop at the time, when I stopped playing, and I was working at KTV, my first TV job. And but what I did was I got smack dab in the middle of a Texas-Oklahoma game.
Oh, yeah.
That
River
money,
right.
Now, the Red River game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also got to realize that game is in the middle of the biggest
Texas
state fair in the
Texas
country.
State Fair.
Texas State Fair. That's the middle of that. So that when I was able to work handing out beer. Lord, I had never seen anything like that in my life in terms of generating money. Less than 40 years ago to my years at all, almost 48 years around Ohio State. Michigan Ohio State game does. What it does, guys, is money. And here's the other thing, guys. It's not the money on betting or about the game. It's the money generated through the deals that are made through government, the deals that are made through buildings,
the deal with infrastructure that
he's talking to the sponsorships, he's talking about the hotels, the revenues, the travel.
God.
Yeah, I was going to go to Texas, Oklahoma. There's another game because people go to the SEC almost every time or look at that Ohio State Michigan game. But SC UCLA is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Another
Absolutely.
USC. Watch UFC in this whole thing.
Here's SC and the Bruins. Yeah.
What if things. SC might do something.
Put it this way, Patrick. LA has lost and gained teams, but USC is probably still the best pro team in LA.
Yep, you're right.
You got that.
When you have a market like Los Angeles, right, that feels everything. There's more professional sports team in California than any other state. Landslide, right? It's like it's four NBA teams, what, six major league,
mm-hmm.
five major league baseball
yep.
teams,
major league,
four
yeah.
to five
mm-hmm.
hockey teams.
Mm-hmm.
So Cali, you know, Cali runs that shit in terms of having
mm-hmm.
the greatest space and bandwidth for franchises for all major pro sports. To have a market like Los Angeles not have a NFL team for a number of years and not skip a beat, that's because you get $100K at the Rose Bowl and you get $100K, you know what I'm saying, where the Trojans play. And they're both home games. There's 200,000 people at home games of a college football game on one Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure. And the trick is with this alignment. What I've been reading and what I talked to somebody at State on last Thursday when I hope it's going on. And they said, I said, yes, they do, because somebody made the statement, Ohio State might leave. I said, ain't going nowhere.
Man, look at this, please.
But the reach is. I heard the plan B might be, if the thing the SEC didn't go together, reach out to Oklahoma and Texas doing something with the USC, because that reach will go nationally. The largest
the super conference.
That's what Gary talked about.
Yep.
Might happen.
Yep.
A super conference.
Yeah. Mm. Well, look, the NCAA has been, put it this way. The NCAA the NCAA is basically the world's biggest eunuch now in college sports.
That's true. But we're going to have a scandal. How do I know this? Because there's too much money involved.
Mike, you forgot the S again. It's a scandals.
Scandals. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, look, there's too much money at stake. If Oklahoma and Texas play that Red River Shootout, and it comes down to a call, or worse, comes down to a botched call by a referee,
he's supposed to get
money because he's not a pro referee, hell will break loose. I think they will try to incite violence against officials, because if a team loses, they know.
I can hear him now. Blood and sand. Blood and sand. Blood and sand.
That's exactly right. It's going to be mayhem of the highest order. Every week is going to be a game when shit is on the line. And if you lose more than once, you shit out of luck. They know that.
Hey, Mike, don't say it too loud, because Charlie Strong is trembling as you speak.
Charlie is definitely pissing in the booth. And Mike, here's a bet that
you can take and make some big money off of. What college team is going to have a sponsorship by one of these gambling companies? I'm telling you, it's coming.
Patrick, There can only be one. There can only be one.
Oh, indeed.
Damn Skippy.
That's right.
I mean, the sleeper in all of this is the Oregon Ducks, because that's just Nike Institute 101. Somewhere Connie Hawkins wants a redo.
Really?
If the Ducks are able to get over on something
what?
Like that,
Mike,
the college world
Mike.
Will surely be on quack. Yes.
Mike.
Art Schleister is wondering what the problem was.
Art Schleister's having a boner right now.
Mike,
you really don't want me to get any sleep at all tonight. Now you're invoking Art Schleister and boners now. Come on, man.
Pete Rose wants to know what is all the fuss about.
Pete
Rose is trying to figure out what the hell is the problem. What's all the fuss about?
Really?
I'm just making a tease. I'm filling out a teaser here. I don't hear this shit about gambling.
Really?
And Mike, speaking of gambling, USA Today signed a deal, all right, to take over gambling. Oh no, to take over gambling aspects of various types during the year. Like they already have the numbers, but now they've been taken over by a technical company to put their gambling stocks to raise the level of all media forms.
Yep. That's important. That's important.
Man. Do they still do free fantasy football?
I don't know. With the new setup, you'll see. They probably will.
We'll see. My thinking is now they won't, because now it's going to be like, oh hell no, there's money.
You know they won't.
And the number one growth industry across the country is Gamblers Anonymous. This shit's going to the toilet fast.
Yeah, no
man,
shit.
Please.
Call 1-800 gambler, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is going to the debauchery is just going to go to an
mm-hmm.
amped up level of all
mm-hmm.
time. Pro sports, as you know it, it was always known as a game of chance and gambling anyway forever
mm-hmm.
ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing new about that shit,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, because it's front and center. I mean, I've got people calling me, asking me, "Hey, Eric, you know, what is this DraftKings? My, you know, old man keeps ripping me off on this shit, you know, and paying this shit every weekend." People are
mm-hmm.
getting nickel and dime all across the country this pandemic. It's fucked up out there,
Mike, I don't want to say anything, but apparently James Caan has now moved his condo to Bedrock right next door to Fred.
I understand why. Yep.
And Mike, here's a summer bet. Summer bet is tomorrow night when they have the NBA draft. That's going to initiate in terms of money being spread about to individuals. Like you made a very good point. Even the top pick, the Kid Cunningham, out here might not go to Detroit, which they need him.
That's right.
I mean, the gamblers are going to go crazy tomorrow night just getting a taste of what's going on.
They're just getting a taste. That's exactly right. And what Patrick said is important, because back in the day, the only magazines that kept track of shit like this were based on casinos in Las Vegas and New Jersey, where they would track stuff and logarithms similar to what USA Today is implying. Now that all
mm-hmm.
of this is in the mix, this is no different than going to the racetrack with your racing form, looking at the forms of all the horses, what their workouts were, how fast did they run.
On your phone.
So let's use the racehorse strategy of show, right? So Cunningham, Green, Mobley, those are your top three picks tomorrow. You place that one, you're going to win loot.
There you go.
I'm helping you out there. If you can roll that three, you know, just remember your brother in the prayers, man. But you're about to get broken off.
Eric, I'm going to give Jimmy the finger and his wife, Lady Fingers, a buzz right after I get off the phone with y'all.
Are you talking about the fucking Caroli?
Now,
here's the other part. Now, you know what's going to happen. Tomorrow night draft, somebody, one of these GMs, you know, through algorithms and what they've done. They're trying to find the next Giannis somewhere.
That's right.
Somewhere out there.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
And they want him to be white.
Oh,
that's right. Oh,
no. I mean, the ink is dry, but how about, since we're talking hoops in NBA, how about Barack Obama being a minority owner in NBA Africa?
That would be interesting.
But remember, these alphabet organizations, NBA, NFL, MLB, CIA, ATF, FBI, are never connected.
Absolutely not. I'm glad they're not governmental agencies.
These professional sports leagues. Okay.
Oh no, no.
They just win championships and show up in the White House because it's just a nice gesture.
Sure. Hey. I'm glad Michelle's side piece has found something else to do with the rest of his life. Get his ass out the house instead of playing like Uncle Joe from Petticoat Junction, for Christ's sakes.
What's wild about that, you go NBA Africa, but no mention about slavery during your 8 years of presidency. I'm done.
Hey, Eric, that's a shithole country, and don't you forget it.
I forgot about that, yes. A shitbox. Hey, Mike, you know how we do. No stone unturned, man. We got to get a little blurb in every once in a while on certain topics.
Oh, absolutely. This is the time of the year for it, because basically all four sports are going on right now.
And I'm listening to our guy Patrick Wojnarowski, bringing his information as well.
The ACC and the SEC are merged in a basketball conference.
What?
Why don't everybody just join, the Big West or something? It's just a joke right now that, the conference concept is over. It's over. It's all about TV revenue. It's about the TV revenue and the TV contracts. So why don't everyone just friggin' join the Pac 28 at this point in time?
Then you got Oklahoma State.
Going off on Oklahoma for bouncing out. Oh, they destroy years. No one cares about tradition anymore. Tradition's a lost art.
Ask Oklahoma and Nebraska about tradition.
Ask Colorado too.
Colorado bounced to the Pac-12, right? And then Nebraska bounced to the Big Ten.
You gotta
give Gary credit on this, because Gary said this at least 5 years ago, that there would be super conferences in the making. And even on speculation, Gary's words carry weight with this, because nobody else said it. Nobody. None of us. That's all.
Now, y'all laughing at me, but you watch. Friday is the MEAC football media day. You watch when Mr. Thomas all of a sudden says, by the way, we have added the University of Notre Dame to the MEAC. We are looking much forward to their contributions financially, academically, when they are.
and Tony, you're right. The HBCU schools got to do something quick.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy.
It's like 16 teams in the ACC and 16 teams in the SEC.
Yep. They wouldn't play outside the conference at all. Well, you know what? And you know what? If I'm an ex Big East guy, I'm saying, y'all, we need to get the band back together again.
None of that is fun coaching, man. I mean, preparing for that kind of competition and schedule is brutal.
Oh, man.
So these teams That is a brutal schedule.
One of the main reasons why UConn basically went home was because think of their conference schedule a couple of years ago when they were in the AAACCC, whatever the fuck it was called.
Tulsa.
SMU, Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Wichita State. I'm surprised they didn't put the University of fucking Mars on the schedule, but I guess because they're in the, you know.
We'll see,
Mike. They're JUCO, so that's why they couldn't put them on the schedule.
When you look at conferences, and how they can rep up for the Final Four, like say basketball. I mean, that's Geno's strength. St. John's, all those weak sisters in the conferences that the women's UConn hoops play in, right? They just roll their schedule every fucking year. I mean, some of those schools, when they were in the Big East, everybody was, Seton Hall will never beat them. Syracuse never beat them. St. John's will never beat them. Villanova will get lucky, maybe. They just roll to that conference. The way these conferences are scheduled, I mean, if you go Georgia, Texas A&M, Auburn, you know, and then LSU, Arkansas, you know, is not a weak sister. They got jocks that can go. And then you mix in Texas and Oklahoma. That could be a 7 straight game schedule. That's brutal.
Yeah. See, I never understood. I mean, I get it. I never understood why the Southwest Conference didn't literally jump back. Because if you do the old Southwest Conference and you throw Oklahoma in there, to me, that's on.
It's strong.
I would think that maybe possibly the SEC would be like, that's interesting.
Yeah, go ahead. Tony, here's the problem with that.
What's that?
Ego and complacency caused that.
We're the Southwest Conference and nothing else kept.
And when people talk dog the Big Ten 10, 12 years ago when they put in Penn State, and then followed by Nebraska and
Rutgers. Rutgers is such a misfit for that Big Ten.
But the trick is that in New York, they cover three-fourths of the country. Now, that's why they did it. That's plain and simple.
Well, the Southwest Conference had to go because those oil tycoons, that was just a payoff city.
That's the point, man. You're right.
The Southwest Conference was, I mean, they set the record. I mean, my goodness. I mean, you want to get a $50,000 a year, you know, break off, sign a tech, or SMU, you know, SMU got took on the brunt of everybody's problems from the Southwest Conference.
Because they beat them at their own. Because they beat them at their own game. That's correct. Texas wasn't doing the same thing. All of them were doing.
You know, Dickerson and them talk about that. You know, he said he hated Texas because he's what silly Texas Dick. You know, and he went.
Man.
I mean, you never get a guy like Dickerson ever again to go to SMU. But that whole time frame, he was there, and him and James. You know, that Mustang backfield they had or whatever it was. You know, and Dickerson was talking about the breakoffs. You know, how they were. You know, we're going to take care of them. And so SMU was just out because that was oil tycoon days, back to the Dallas days, J.R. Ewing bullshit. Texas was having that boom, and they had no problem breaking players off. But that was the entire Southwest Conference.
I will add this. With Texas and Oklahoma going to SEC, they said not to 2025 because they have to make some kind of compensation financially.
When they want to go leave,
it was $80 million. Some boosters gonna put together. Okay, we got it covered. And sure as I'm sitting this year.
It's gonna be like Nixon talking to John Dean. We can get $1 million, John. We can get $1 million.
That's right.
Gentlemen,
we have got to the point where it's time for final thoughts. Again, the pot was hot from word go, and I thank my family here for the wisdom. Is Reggie still here somewhere?
All right, you went to the family. All right, Patrick,
get away from that toaster oven.
Mike, I wish Fred was here. I did some looking up my research for the football season. I did some looked at some research, went back to look at some clips, and I looked at the piece last week with Dion and that press conference. I went back and kind of went down the rabbit hole with some stuff. Basically, much of what we said happened last week. But Dion said this. When the guy from the newspaper who was there, he was the only white guy that was at the press conference. And he said, you know, Dion said, I wanted to reach out. I didn't want to exclude him. I put him into the mix. Even though I knew where the newspaper came from, and the boy went crazy. And then I found out that Dion said, look, and I agree with him 100%, we got to get exposure everywhere we can. Bad press is good press in his eyes. So that situation with him got, and even though the boy was stupid, calling Dion again, you know, you ain't calling Nick by his first name, but that whole situation created exposure for the Jackson State program and HBCU. Believe me, it did.
And by the way, everybody knows his first name is Satan.
Thank you. There you go.
I mean, what's the big deal here?
It's all going to be fun and games until somebody gets their ass whipped. And I know Dion doesn't want to get beat, but I know he knows when they beat him, that's coming. That's exactly right. They're going to lay it on thick, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, Dion, keep T.O. out your practice running around against your DBs. That wasn't a good look for your DBs. But for your DBs, Dion, damn. Man, that wasn't a good look. I mean, fucking T.O. was dusting off the rocks, man. Fucking T.O. was just shredding his DBs.
Them kids are going to be traumatized for the rest of their lives.
And T.O. showed zero love. I was like, damn, T.O. I mean, break them off and shit.
That's my DP back there. That's my DP back there.
We all have bad days. That's my quarterback. That's okay, T.O., you know.
I got the premier video of that press conference. Everybody's shot was, you know, from the back of the press room. I was in the front with a shot right below him. I got to put it away. I said, this shot is valuable. I'm going to sell it one day.
There you go.
For that brother that played defensive line for the Eagles, Douglas, I'm sorry T.O. put it on you, bro, but the mouse got you afterwards, so it wasn't a good move. But moving forward. Moving forward. So I mean, appreciate talking to the brothers today. You know, we got into a dialogue talking about the so-called, you know, Olympics, whatever that may be. I haven't watched a second of the shit. You know, I hope it works out. I see highlights these days. You know, thankfully we've got these video outlets that can break down, you know, who won what, right? Even watching who won between the women's archery between Mexico and USA. I love these fascinating events and seeing the world's best. So that's good.
That's why NBC ain't losing money.
I like those video feeds because I can get right to the chase. Like, shit, I mean, how long are these MFers going to wrestle? Get to the last 2 seconds, hit pause. Okay, ho boy won. Damn. So moving forward. We covered, we discussed in earnest honesty of what took place, you know, with USA Gymnastics and all the subsequent fallout. It's no way that what took place with Ms. Biles and her recognition of her teammates is going to be there. She's going to be fine because she showed courage. She stood for a cause without having to say a word about it. And it was a very powerful. And you can't be that dynamic an athlete without having one heck of a brain, you know, way, because for you to command that level of kinesiology, you're centering that all through your mental factors, your neural network. And so in that fiber was a person who said, I got to walk off of me and my teammates. Hell with the silver medal. This historical thing we faced and this apparatus called U.S. Olympics can't pimp us any longer. So I appreciate that. And anyone who thinks otherwise, F you, your mama, and anyone who looks like your mailman. So with that being said, So that being said, Ashley Johnson is a 6'1 goalkeeper for the United States Women's Olympic water polo team. She's a sister.
Only one.
And she's a sister. You know, she grew up playing water polo in Miami where it was uncommon. You know, and she's right now on the best team in the world. And she's the most dynamic goalkeeper the USA has ever had. And she's obviously a tremendous athlete. And her coach refers to her that, you know, she's just, you know, that dynamic a person in terms of where she came from, her background. And she's a woman. And so with so much talk about women, the abuse that's taking place, and to see a sister in a regal form doing things as an athletic wonder in a very dignified pattern in what was once considered to be an elite sport, a sport of the wealthy, water polo, right? Who plays that? And we got a sister ensuring that the world doesn't score against her, okay, minding the net. So Ashley Johnson, you're not getting all the cover story at 6'1", but we recognize you here. As always, when we discuss stuff, shit blows up. You're gonna get blown up from this point on. Just like Simone responded during our discourse, either being through the ethers or being through the network when she responded during our discourse this evening, how she is honored with the love and respect that's made her more than a gymnast. I'm gonna say that three more times. More than a gymnast. More than a gymnast, more than a gymnast. This shit is not about gymnastics. Ashe.
That's a perfect 10. Good, Eric. I like that. Big G, come on in and throw some wisdom on our ass.
Okay. 43 years ago, I made a pledge. That pledge was to get the Washington Football Club even in
the Guardians.
And that Braves and Chicago Blackhawks against these teams to change their name. Well, we got two down and three to go.
All right, Jake.
And what we need now is a letter writing campaign against the Atlanta Braves, the day to day. They're halfway there by taking off all the logos.
All right.
We need a name. So, if you have time, get a pen and paper and write the Atlanta Braves and tell them, change the damn name.
All right.
As a Met fan, I'm going to recuse myself because I know I'd be writing to them about something else. But I get it.
Hey, G, thank you for that. I am inspired.
Someday we'll be together.
Hey, G, I will ensure that they change their name to the Brothers of the Negro Leagues, go back to the Atlanta Black Crackers.
Truth in advertising.
No shit. I mean, they already got a manager named Nigger. What's that manager's name? What's his name?
Nitker.
Nigger, right? I thought it was nigger.
No. That's where Roger.
Hey, T-Mac, how do you spell his last name?
He spells it like Roy Rogers' horse.
you know what, in the Yankee Stadium, whatever his last name, Bob Shepard? The coach of the Braves.
We can't do that name on the Black Crackers because it's historic, and you know, in Georgia you can't teach anything about history
to anybody. So I don't know if that's going to fly.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
easy as ABC is all that. We just thought we know the Black Crackers, and we're still one of my favorite names, Black Crackers. We've been talking about Black Crackers all night. Hey, Mike, in some way I've been thinking we've been dropping bombs on Black Crackers all night. Might as well go all in. But I swear to God, that dude's name was, you said Shepard, monitoring for the, a lot of bribes is Monitor Nega.
Exactly.
Hey, John Facenda in the Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Yes, finally. T-Mac?
You should have been a long time ago.
Yeah, really. In another one of those pot calling the kettle black stories, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby has accused the four-letter network of encouraging other conferences to pick apart the league so Texas and Oklahoma can move to the SEC more quickly and without paying a massive buyout. Said Bowlsby to the Disassociated Press, I have absolute certainty that they have been involved in manipulating other conferences to go after our members, as they sent out a cease and desist letter to the network. The letter, which apparently is two letters of FU, addressed to ESPN executive Brooks Magnus, the president of programming and content, said the Big 12 has become aware that the network has taken, in quote, to not only harm the Big 12 conference, but to result in financial benefits for ESPN.
And in related
news, Santa Claus doesn't exist, apparently. So.
I'm here to kill the white man. Santa Claus is a black man.
isn't that dude Pickens, that, you know, magnate running Oklahoma, TJ Boone Pickens
Oklahoma,
or whatever fuck?
He's an Oklahoma State guy. He's Slim Pickens' third nephew.
No, I'm just
He might have been an extra in Blazing Saddles for all we know, for sure.
So Mike, he's sitting around saying, what in the wide world of sports is going on with the Big 12, man?
I mean, they got four teams left in that Big 12 at this point?
Put it this way, we finally have a conference that may have less teams than the MEAC.
That's going to be interesting.
I love it. Well, gentlemen, I want to leave you with a little light reading. This was a plot from something you all need to consider. Nate Coleman and Jack Perry are a cohabitating couple who sell marijuana. The unscrupulous Jack sells the drug to teenagers over May's objections. She'd rather stick to an adult clientele. Ralph Wiley, a sociopathic college dropout turned dealer, and Siren Blanche helped Jack recruit new customers. Jack, the high school. Then Jack runs out of the high reefer quality, and Jimmy, who has a car, drives down to pick up more. Meanwhile, folks go crazy. Dogs and cats live together. They're mice prostituting cats. Well, this essentially
Mike, sounds like the plot for a movie.
It is the plot for Reefer Madness, first done in 1936. It was originally titled Tell Your Children, and sometimes titled The Burning Question, Dope Addict, Dope Youth, and Love Madness. This is crazy. It's about drugs, of course, revolving around the melodramatic events that ensue when high school students are lured by pushers to try marijuana. The demon bud, from a hit-and-run accident to manslaughter to suicide to conspiracy to murder, attempted rape, hallucinations, and descent into madness from marijuana addiction. Now, you know, this is
Mike, I don't want to interrupt, but that sure enough sounds like the Trump administration, but no, please continue.
Hey, T-Mac, I thought it was USA Gymnastics.
Well, they do say history repeats, but think about this.
Mike, I'm a drunk.
Yes.
Mike, I'm going to tell you something. I haven't finished. I'm still taking pics at it when I can. The documentary Ken Burns did on Prohibition, if you look at that documentary and think what's happening today, it will scare you.
It's true. It's true. Now, of course, in the 30s, everybody went buck wild and shit. The film was rediscovered in the early 70s, and they started showing it again, and it seemed more like satire to those folks back then. But now it's public domain, just like Birth of a Nation. It's one of those so-called classic films. So they tell you in so many words, being American, if you're not white, is fraught with peril. Not because your life may end by smoking a joint. It's because your life will end by carrying that joint. We forget in the same era that they were made of the satire in the 1970s, then New York Governor Nelson Rockefeller enforced the most serious drug laws and penalties for carrying weed. There were people who had a dime bag who did major time because they were the wrong skin color or the wrong person. And they are now in the same vein of having marijuana be legalized across the board, yet they're still doing time for something that's considered legal. Well, I know that my man George Clinton says everybody's got a little light under the sun. Well, I tell you what, the sun don't shine rightly on everybody. So I'm going to leave you a little sunshine. Tomorrow evening, everything working out properly, we will start the girl groups competition with the cookies against the Bobettes, representing the 1950s, and we'll carry on through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s until we have a list of finalists that will go all at it. But again, I promised y'all some sunshine, so we'll get that.
Sugar. Right. Yeah. Thanks, man. I'll get back at you. The same gentleman that's made the pickup last year is going to make it this year, Mr. Richie Vinto. Vera, I want you to put somebody on him.
All right, sugar.
You got a girl who can turn him out?
I have got a girl whose pussy is so good, if you threw it up in the air, it would turn into sunshine.
Well, I don't want to meet her.
I do.
Richie, I think I'm falling in love with you.
In love with you.
Where's the phone? Where's the phone? Where's the phone?
Yeah, give me Holly Court, 55377. Hello, it's Daddy. Hey, darling, put Mommy on the phone. Yeah, Barbara, it's Richie. Yeah, look it, I ain't never coming home no more. Take it easy.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 8. And don't be late. Good night.